How big a call was it to decide to leave Dean Holding in charge until the end of the season?
It wasn't that difficult at all. Dean's what I say is a company man, he's a club man. He's so enthusiastic. He knows the script, he knows that we're interviewing and talking to managers. But one thing that we were determined not to do, and that was to rush the appointment. Lee had left us in a good position, we're safe. And I know some fans get a little concerned as to our position, they get worried. But they have to understand that we are trying to do the right thing for the club. We always do, and hopefully that will result in a very good appointment.
So you are still actively pursuing other managers or looking at other options for the start of next season?
Yeah, we are. But listen, I would love nothing more than for Dean to give us a problem. We didn't have the best start, we know that, but I don't think any manager would have had better results than Dean has had with the injury list that he was facing. So the true test will be for me in another couple of weeks when all the players come back and we'll see what he's got. But yes, we've spoken to a lot of very good names and we're continuing to do so, and hopefully that will result in the right person coming along.
Does it ever surprise you? I think the last time you spoke to Jimmy Wagg on the Monday Night Football Hour, you said that you'd had over 70 plus applications. Does that numbers, does that ever surprise you at all?
Not really. It's actually over 100. It's a great club. It really is. We're in Manchester. There's a lot of upside to running a club, to managing a club like Oldham. And there's very few jobs. I know that a lot of managers have lost their jobs this season. But at the same time, there are probably hundreds and hundreds of guys that want to have a chance. New people coming out of playing. People that haven't played football that have just done their badges. And of course, you've got the old guys that are still around and want to get back into it.
Is there any? I mean, there's lots and lots of speculation, as there always will be when people are searching for a new manager. People keep mentioning to me about people like Ian Dowie. You've talked about Paul Scholes previously on BBC Radio Manchester. Would you prefer to attract? Ian Dowie, similar situation at Rochdale. He's been here before. Of course, Keith Hill has been there before. Then he went back. Can you bring us up to date with exactly where you are at this moment in your managerial search?
It's certainly not out of the question. I always have said that Ian is a very, very good manager, and in terms of man management, I don't think I've personally met somebody who's better. But could Ian work with the kind of budgets that we've got here at Oldham? I think it would be tricky for him. He's got a great gig on TV. He's well wanted. He's wanted a lot by the media, and he's got his own commitments. But would I like to see somebody like Ian here back at the club? Absolutely, why not?